This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org and consider making an online gift. Or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1947.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Call for Clinical Research Partners. With all of the crazy new infections going on these days, like Lyme, COVID, flu, and monkeypox, we need newer and better medicines to stay healthy. Clinical trials are the only way that happens. Clinical Research Partners is now testing new vaccines for flu, COVID, and more. We need you. Come in and be in one of our studies now. Find us at clinicalresearchrva.com.
This is Who's Talking on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former UVA basketball standout Jim Hobbo Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week in a way that only Frank and Hobbo can provide. Brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
Good evening, Wahoos and ACC fans. Frank and Hobbo in studio for your number six in the nation Wahoo basketball team.
Now, that's nothing short of amazing that we moved up a point after last week's performances.
Yes, I agree. I was there, and it hurt. But, you win or you don't win.
Well, that's true.
And Tony Bennett has taught his players over the years how to win close, nail-biter, tug-of-war games. It's all there is to it.
Well, and sometimes it's a little luck, too. As you said, you were there on Saturday, and Goodwin had a pretty good look.
Yep.
Which would have won the game for the Irish, but fortunately for Virginia, unfortunately for them, he missed the shot. So Virginia certainly did not play well in the last 10 seconds of the game.
3 seconds.
Well, starting with the 9.8 where they missed a free throw,
yes.
Which would have sealed the deal.
I agree with that.
But still, I mean, they won the game, as you say, and managed to beat Louisville on Wednesday night. I think it was Wednesday night in another close game. But then, the Cardinals, beat Clemson on Saturday night, and they're clearly playing better.
Yes. That team is now starting to figure it out a little bit.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting. They play Duke tonight in Cameron, so it'll be interesting to see how they do down there. But who's on the show tonight? We got our first guest on the line now.
We got wonderful Wally Walker, the hero of the miracle in Landover, and certainly a moment in time that every Cavalier basketball fan, if you got to hang your hat on one weekend, that was it. I mean, that was a spectacular couple of days.
It was a special weekend, that's for sure. You know, he's wonderful, Wally. What am I? Hilarious Hobbo? What? I need a handle.
It's more like ha ha Hobbo. It's leaping Hobbo.
That's right. You know, I was Mr. Windex back in the day.
I think you were the round
Wally. Wally will tell you that. And then we got, of course, our friend Jody Smith from Ortho Virginia and Paul Collins to talk a little football in the second half hour. But Wally, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us tonight.
Yeah, I was just trying to remember that Windex that clean the backboards roll.
That was Hobbo, right?
Sure, it's in there.
Well, see, by the time you got there, we had Gus and yourself and others who could get some rebounds as well. So I didn't have quite as much pressure that last year.
Mark Avroni.
How about our front line? The average weight on our front line with you, Gus, and I was about 187.
Well, I've made up for that in the meantime, see.
But well, we all are a little thicker.
Well, let's talk about the current Hoos. Tony always talks about what he calls a 3 o'clock All-American, the guy that lights it up in practice. How do we get our lads to make shots when the lights are on and the game clock is running?
Well, we've had some evidence, and of course, as we talked about last time I was on, I was in Vegas. I remember the Baylor game. We were 9-14, something like that, from three, and everyone looked confident. So that was early, and of course, we've had some hiccups since then. But this is true of most players, not all. And I had Ray Allen here in Seattle. I never saw his confidence waver in a shot, and I don't think IMAC or I think Armand generally has kept his and Key had their confidence throughout the years, but we need a couple other guys to regain the confidence they had early, and Reese is at the top of the list for me.
You know, they've in watching these games over the last, three weeks, there are a lot of balls that Virginia players have shot that have been in and out. And, you know, there have been some shots right around the basket. For instance, Gardner had at least two or three shots.
A couple of layups where he missed.
Well, they weren't really layups. They were contested.
Well, close to the basket.
Tight shots. And I think he shoots it so quickly, he's not able to actually control it the way he wants. Beekman is a little off the last two games. Thankfully, Kihei Clark keeps putting on the Superman cape. I'm a little concerned about McNeely and Franklin because I think this team only goes as far as IMAC and AF. When those two guys are burying the threes, it opens up the floor for everybody else. And, you know, whether it's Beekman's drives, K.A. Clark's drive and dish, Gardner's little low post game. What do you think, Wally? You've seen this team develop over the last few years. They're stuck in some kind of, they're kind of handcuffed on offense. They're not scoring high 60s or 70, and they're going to need that in the ACC tournament and the NCAAs.
Well, yeah, I'll go back to where I was. We need a couple guys more to find their confidence. One thing I do like that has gotten better throughout the season has been our movement off the ball. Particularly mm-hmm. on Mark Franklin, the timing of he's willing to cut, and he cuts constantly, but the timing of his cuts have been great. And, of course, he has a couple guys in Kihei and Reese that deliver the ball when he goes back door, just curls and gets himself open. He's a much better shooter after he gets an easy one, a dunk or a layup. Then it frees him up for that stroke. When he lengthens out a stroke, as we know, he's a good shooter. And, you know, his numbers are fine for the year, but we also know he's streaky. So you know, Reese is the one that has really improved his shooting, but early in the year, his stroke was longer. He was more confident. And now he's, you can see he doesn't always want to be open. And, you know, he's a little jabbier with that stroke. So if he can lengthen it out like he had early in the season, then, he'll be fine too.
Just out of curiosity, as we look at Reese, and I'm just asking for your opinion. This is not official or anything. Do you think he's ready to move on to the NBA, or would he benefit from another year of college?
Oh, he'd benefit. Of course, I think that about all our guys, and some have been readier than I thought. Like Trey Murphy, I think he was good to go, and I thought he should have stayed. But where the game has changed, I mean, Reese is ready on the defensive end. He's fantastic. By the way, we talked about this last time I was on, but not only is he a lockdown defender on the guy he's guarding, but he's so disruptive. Most guys, even great defenders are a little better at one or the other, and he's got both. And, of course, he's a great distributor. His handle looks better than ever. But the game, the NBA game now, is you can't have a non-shooter on the floor except for maybe one of your bigs, maybe just one of your bigs. So Reese's got to get more consistent with that three. That'll make him a lot more money, and he'll have a long career if he gets there.
Looking at Tony Bennett now, the team clearly, 21-4. It shows where the program has come when we express some level of disappointment when you're 21-4 and first in the ACC. But Tony has raised the bar and the expectation level. But clearly, the last couple games haven't been the Cavaliers' best effort. What does the coach need to do to get them playing well? Because they got a challenging week at Boston College and at Carolina.
No question. Well, confidence is contagious, both ways. And right now we're a little down on our offensive confidence. The NC State game, I think we all looked at it and said, okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. Now we've got something to build on. Then we reverted. But it's just not that unusual. And it's also, I've been fortunate to be on some great, great teams. And, they're stretching the season that even the best teams go through that. The shots aren't dropping and guys get a little bit down. So, again, the breakouts would be key if we get them from some guys that are struggling. Now, with Vanderplas playing at that high post, and, he's been inconsistent with that shot, but he's such a good passer up there, too, that, Frank, as you were saying, our spacing is pretty good. They've got to guard him out there, and that opens up the cuts in the lanes for driving and for the back cuts. So, we are getting more layups. The thing I also liked about our team, particularly early, was how hard we were getting the basket, getting fouled. And of course, we were making a higher percentage. And that is curable, but keep coming back to the same word. It is confidence.
Do you like the smaller lineup? Although, you know, Vander Blas, it's not like he's 6'5". He's 6'8", and Gardner, obviously, 6'6", 6'7". So, but he's not playing Shedrick as much. What are the pros and cons of that?
Well, I like it offensively. Of course, when we're not making our shots, it doesn't matter who's out there. We have more shooters, and I like our spacing with the smaller lineup for what I just said. He's out there that has the key, and you got to guard him. Caden or any other bigs, Cafaro, you do not. So you're playing 5-on-4 or 4-on-5 in our case. But we're going to need our bigs. We're going to need them this week, for heaven's sake. So again, Caden started out the year really confident offensively. You know, he was making that 15-foot straight on shot. He was making all his free throws. And you see him early, and you thought, okay, here we go. And now he's taking a step back. So. I know they're working with him. He seems like a terrific young guy, but I hope there's a way for him to, you know, find his game, because, you know, we're going to be really disadvantaged in some matchups if he doesn't get back there.
You know, in recent games, Ryan Dunn's minutes have gone down since his spectacular performance down in Winston-Salem not that long ago. And to me, and I've been saying this for several weeks now in the air, If Shedrick doesn't get in the game and play more minutes, how can they ever defend some of these teams that have good, strong, scoring big men? Because nothing is more disheartening than if you were to give up 25 points to Armando Bacot in Chapel Hill, you know, this coming weekend. How do we get Tony to start thinking tall ball? That's what I want to see. Forget the small.
Well, those guys got to prove it. And of course, the flip side is the other end of the court. Now, Bacot obviously didn't play most of the game against us when we beat Carolina at home, but the small lineup was terrific offensively in that game. I like Ryan Dunn for a whole host of reasons. He's got a great future ahead of him. But one of the things I like is a weakness of ours, and that is his ability to get a defensive rebound for us in traffic.
Yes.
We just got to get guys that can pluck it out of the air. And Caden in traffic saw us some trouble corralling a defensive rebound, and that is a place, you know, he's got to get better. But Ryan gets in there, and even though he's not the biggest, widest guy yet, and may never be, but, man, he goes, gets the ball, and tends to hang on when he gets bumped, too.
You know, Frank mentioned it. Obviously, we don't want to look past Boston College, because that's a real challenge on Wednesday night, particularly up there at the Connie Center. But Saturday, North Carolina. As you look at North Carolina, there are obviously several pros on that team, but yet they're 8-8 in conference. What, in your opinion, has gone on with Carolina and caused them to have such a disappointing season?
Well, I'm not watching as closely as you guys are and seeing them as much as you undoubtedly have, but I have seen them some, and they force a lot of shots. They've got really talented guys that, you know, can always get a shot. That's good news, bad news. You know, Love got hot late against us, and, you know, then he's unguardable. But you have a lot of hero ball, a lot of guys just dribbling the ball and then taking a shot, and that's pretty easy for us to guard.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, everybody has kind of a lull during the season, and, of course, I'm sure that's really the case in the NBA because they play so many games. But as we look at postseason, you have to believe the Hoos are going to get that passion and urgency back as they look ahead to the final games of the regular season and the ACC tournament and beyond, I would think.
Well, sure, you'd think. And, again, as long as we got Tony and his staff, we know they're going to be ready to play, and guys are going to be in the best position they can be to succeed. But our margin for error is not great. Let's face it. We're just not, you know, going to dominate unless we do get really hot from outside, which we're still capable of. But, you know, we could lose to somebody that we shouldn't to, and you know, we've been flirting with that.
Well, you know, Tony, after the Louisville game, you know, he made a comment that the degree of separation between first and last is not that great. On the positive side, in recent games, Virginia really has done a good job taking care of the basketball. I think, you know, 6 turnovers the other day against Notre Dame, and I think it was about that same number against Louisville. So when you're playing a limited possession game, it really does help to not give up the basketball, particularly when you're not lighting it up from the perimeter.
No doubt. And the fact we're playing three guards and two of them are point guards really is an advantage. And we can get away with it because Reese is so good defensively. Actually, Armand Franklin's had a really good year defensively, too, and defensive rebounding. I've been critical of Kihei in the past for kind of over-penetrating and getting himself in a, too deep in a way that, he's stuck and with no good way out. And he's figured it out. He's getting all the way to the rim. And that's where our spacing again comes in. So once in a while, he still gets too deep, but he finds a productive way out now when he gets stuck at his size.
Well, talk a little, Kihei, we should mention, he set the career assist record the other day against Notre Dame. Obviously, he's had the extra year vis-a-vis John Crotty, but Kihei has just had a fabulous career at UVA and will be one of the all-time guys in UVA history, particularly with a national championship. Now, it would be nice if he could end the career with another national championship. That would really distinguish him.
Oh, that's over the top hope. But we can't sit here, and given the season we have at 21-4, and think we can't do it. And by the way, that guy, that kid, he's a young man, is so tough minded. I think it's pretty simple to sum up his career. He's a winner.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we're going to have to leave it there, Wally. Thank you for joining us tonight on Who's Talking, as always, and we hope you're doing well out there on the left coast and. Hope to see you in JPJ very soon, if not there, Greensboro. So,
I'll be in JPJ Tuesday night, guys.
So cool.
Tuesday and next Saturday. I'm coming back.
All right. Sounds good. Listen,
we'll
thank
try
you
to
so
catch
much.
You then.
All right, we're going to go to break. Okay. Come back on the other side. We got Dr. Jody Smith with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
In 1984, Charles McDaniel capped off his third straight season leading UVA in tackles and was named first team All-ACC.
McDaniel has continued a legacy with a career of a different approach, helping move individuals and companies with ease.
Since 2005, McDaniel has served as the CEO of Hildrip, one of the most acclaimed moving companies in the U.S.
Whether moving near or far, Hildrip will show you why they are the best moving services company.
Next time you need help moving, go to Hildrip.com.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA sports. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Kelleher, we've been serving the Metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products, in addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs. With the fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue, serving you since 1968.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-55. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Who's Talking? Second segment. We got Dr. Jody Smith from Ortho Virginia momentarily with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. Just wanted to mention early next week we have Mark Ivoroni, former great Virginia basketball player and part of that 76 championship team. James Ireland, terrific lacrosse player himself.
One of the best goalies ever to play at UVA.
And Dr. Boyd Rawls will be the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. And we'll have more on this as we get closer, but we're going to have two special broadcasts again this year from Greensboro, the ACC tournament, on Wednesday and Thursday. That's March 8th and 9th. We expect the broadcast to be at 5 o'clock.
They'll either be 5 o'clock start or 6 o'clock start.
Right, but we'll
we're working on that right now.
We'll definitely nail that down between now and then, but look forward to bringing you some information and insights from Greensboro, the 70th Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament.
All right, without further ado, we have none other than Dr. Jody Smith. He's like a triple Wahoo, I think. Jody, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Frank. How are you, man? How are you, Hobo?
Good.
We're glad to have you back on tonight. I thought we would look at some football players, and I've got a couple of names to throw at you. Malachi Fields, who is a native of the greater Charlottesville area, tall wide receiver that was lightly recruited coming out of high school, but whose stock has steadily risen during his time at Virginia. He's about 6'4". I saw him in person this summer, and he had a boot on, but he also had some knee surgery, I believe. I believe it was ACL, but I wouldn't bet my life on it. By now, he should be healing up, right?
Yeah, he tore his ACL, I think, kind of first half of the season. Yep. So that puts him about six months in, maybe a little bit less than that. He won't participate probably in spring. I mean, typically for these guys, they get them doing out there with the team, but don't do any live drills, and just kind of work to rehab them over the summer to have them ready for the fall. What we found with these ACLs is it used to be six months was enough time, but recently the studies have shown us that if we wait till 7, 8, 9 months, there's a much less risk of re-injury.
Well, he's an important player for this team, particularly in light of the shooting victims from back in November, because Virginia lost Lavelle Davis and Devin Chandler, and those guys were expected to be contributors, if not, I mean, Davis was expected to be the star of the team. So Malachi Fields, there's a lot of hope in the coaching staff. Now, another player that is not getting a lot of chatter, but I've seen some Twitter snapshots every now and then, and that's the running back, Mike Hollins, who is a heck of a nice kid. I've interviewed him and talked to him. Talk about a great outlook and a great personality and really somebody that loves the game. He was one of the shooting victims, but he has been recovering, and I don't know, I think one of his gunshot wounds was the torso. I don't know if any of his limbs were struck by a bullet. Have you heard anything at all about Mike Hollins, and what are your thoughts?
So Mike got shot, from what I can understand, he had one to the kind of back and mm-hmm. to the abdomen, and so he had some GI and muscular damage. I have heard that there was some talk that he might participate in some way in spring practice. Now, I don't know mm-hmm. to what extent that is. Obviously, anything from Mike is great, and his outlook from the beginning has been, you know, he's been very positive about the whole thing, given the situation. But, yeah, I think there's a lot of mentally to get over for him to, you know, to be counted on in any way next year. But, you know, physically, from what I've heard, he's actually bounced back pretty well.
Well, I'll tell you what, he gets the comeback player of the century if he can find a way from being in a hospital bed where they were worried about him minute to minute to participating in any spring drills, much less practicing this summer. And, you know, obviously all of our hopes and best wishes and prayers go out to Mike Hollins. While I've got you, there's been some news about some players that have essentially retired from football. Derek Devine was a lineman. Hugh Laughlin, I believe, was a lineman. So there's some spots that are opening up, and it's going to be interesting to see who Virginia recruits from the portal, because Virginia needs offensive linemen, like, big time. And it's time for Lo Davis, even though this is not his true mission at Cav Futures, but maybe he can find a little bit of money to give to the guys in the portal. Maybe we can get a couple of offensive linemen. But any thoughts on that? I know your dad is involved with Cav Futures, isn't he?
My brother's doing some stuff with Cav Futures, and I think my dad's got a little bit involved too. Mm-hmm. I guess two thoughts. It was sad or concerning to see that two of the guys last year that we signed out of the Ivy League chose to then transfer again to different programs. That, mm-hmm. I guess, gave me some concerning messages. I don't know how much the shootings had to do with that, and obviously they get a pass. And then I guess, you know, it's interesting that recently you got an email from Carla talking about, you know, to support the NIL stuff. And so initially I'm not sure that we knew exactly what to do between the VAF and the NIL, but it seems like they're trying to get together in a way to really support the athletes and kind of make sure that we are competitive, which is a good sign.
Yeah,
well, the NIL game plan for Virginia is going to be targeted on retention. I like that, and I think that's a good thing. I also think that once they get their feet settled and build a foundation, I think Lo Davis and company, Ron Carey and all those folks, they've got to very much find a way to get some big money and start building like a fund, a football fund, so that Virginia can go out there and compete. Because I did some research over the weekend, and let's face it, Virginia's got to spend more money on recruiting, and teams like Georgia are spending $4 million on recruiting in a given year. Texas A&M, $2.9 million. Tennessee, $2.98 million. And we're playing Tennessee to start the season out there in Nashville. Texas, $2.4 million. Bama, $2.3 million. Michigan, $2.24 million. And the other teams that are in the top 10 in terms of spending on 2023 recruiting, we're spending upwards of $1.85 million. I wonder what Virginia is spending, and I'm going to start digging on that to find out how much money Virginia is spending on recruiting. We know that Virginia spent, in the last calendar year, $20.33 million on football. And that puts us in the bottom half of the conference. Virginia has got to get in the game and start putting more money in football, because it is the big dog. And if you don't support football, you know, all the other sports will suffer. You've got to make sure football is rock solid. They got to get back to the days of 45, 50,000 people in Scott Stadium, and I'll leave it at that. You're one of the top people out there, is doing everything you can, I'm sure.
Hopefully even more than that. There's a place seats 61,500, right?
Yeah, well, I listen, Hubbo. Last year we had 40 in the two of the biggest games.
Right.
And the others,
I'm not even sure we got 40. It was 35 for a lot of them.
Well, that
but
was
you're right.
Ticket sales.
We need people in the stadium.
And we're not directing this at you, Jody. I mean, obviously, you're one of the all-time top, you know, donors out there. You
sounds
and your
like
family.
Sound like the whole family's involved.
Yes, I love
Jody,
that.
Jody, his brother, his dad, you know, where would we be without the Smiths?
Well, if my dad was still alive, I tell you what, he'd be right in here fighting. Listen, Jody, thank you and everybody at Ortho Virginia for everything that you do. We've had a lot of fun this year, and the ACC tournament's coming, and we're going to make sure we mention Ortho Virginia early and often during those broadcasts.
Yeah, thank you, Jody. Appreciate all you do.
Looking forward to it. Hope it's a long run for us.
Yes, take care. All right, we're going to go to break. Come back on the other side with Paul Collins, talk a little bit about football and spending by the University of Virginia Athletic Department. At Kelleher, we have been serving the Metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products. In addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs.
With a fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue serving you since 1968.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Charles McDaniel, starting UVA linebacker from 82 to 85, set a record with 130 tackles.
Now McDaniel is the president of Hildrip Moving and Storage, an agent for United Van Lines.
The same discipline McDaniel showed on the field is now seen through his leadership at Hildrip.
Whether you're moving your home, company, or employees, Hildrip is committed to helping you get to your next destination with ease.
Their game plan, to be the best moving services company, period.
Next time you need help moving, call Hildrum at 800-476-6683.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces. Whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Call for Clinical Research Partners. With all of the crazy new infections going on these days like Lyme, COVID, flu, and monkeypox, we need newer and better medicines to stay healthy. Clinical trials are the only way that happens. Clinical Research Partners is now testing new vaccines for flu, COVID, and more. We need you. Come in and be in one of our studies now. Find us at clinicalresearchrva.com.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, a little Bruce Springsteen there. Back in those days, he could still play the guitar. Just making fun, just kidding. The boss is the boss. All right, Who's Talking is back, and we have a great friend, contributor, sponsor, all-around good guy, Mr. Paul Collins, joining us. Paul, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. Wahoo on this Monday evening.
Hey, all right, so I started getting wound up with Jody, and I should have saved that for you. But I got started looking at the numbers, and I just started getting pissed off. So Virginia is not spending enough money on football, and yet they're going to expect Tony Elliott and company to work magic. When if you're only spending $20 million on football, you know, how's that going to get it done? Now that's a little misleading because Virginia is. Has broken ground, is building a brand new football support building that I believe it's either 80, 90,000 square feet. So they didn't chintz the football program with this building that's in the works. And number two, the George Welsh indoor practice facility is pretty darn nice too. And the Carl Smith Center at Scott Stadium with David A. Harrison Field is pretty unbelievable as well. So facilities is not the problem, but Maybe they need to be spending $30 million on football. Is that what you're telling me there, Mr. Paul Collins?
Well, listen, I just you've heard me say it over the past couple seasons that, you know, football's got a couple foundational things to judge it on, and one of them is coaching, and one of them is players. But, you know, I've said a third tier is the administration and the administration support. And so whether we like it or not in today's world of NIL and you have to spend money to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak. And I would just contrast our $20 million budget to Tech's $36 million budget for football. So
31.
You know, Tech 31. Yeah, 31. So, you know, Tech spends dollar for dollar a lot more money on their football program than we do. So I just, you know, there's a component of success that is financial, and we don't we haven't, for whatever reasons, for a variety of reasons, and it's hard to get an answer on that. We don't spend the dollars that comparable programs in the ACC do. We're at the bottom. I think we're third or fourth from the bottom in total football budget. Tech's, I think, fourth or fifth from the top. So I'm not asking us to spend the money that Florida State or Clemson is, but certainly, you know, if we – everything about Virginia football is beat Tech, right? Beat Tech, beat Tech. You know, Bronco had the clock in the room. Beat Tech. Okay, I agree. Beat Tech. But that also means you got to be willing to step up financially to compete for kids.
Yep.
You know, it's just – it's listen, it comes down to the almighty dollar. And we are not – you know, somebody smarter than me is going to have to figure it out. But, you know, we have a healthy athletic budget. Now, that's – to contrast that, you know, we do have a healthy athletic budget. We're in the top four or five, I think, in the conference in total athletic budget. But we're in the bottom third, or we're third or fourth from last in the football spend in that budget. So we have a great athletic department, great programs, men's and women's sports, Olympic sports. That is one of the benefits of the University of Virginia is, you know, you just got this awesome array. We're talking football, basketball, swimming, diving, I mean, the tennis, lacrosse, I mean, they're all successful. You got to give money to football. Football's paying a lot of those bills.
Yeah, some of it, Paul,
people might not like hearing that, but that's factual.
Yep. You're asking people to step out in faith, though, because some of those programs that are spending more money have had greater success, certainly in recent years. So I guess, you know, maybe that's where the administration comes in and puts the money in with the expectation that the success will follow.
Well, you know, it's fascinating. Let me hold the phone there for 1 second.
Yeah.
You know, Wake Forest is at the bottom of the league in terms of the money they spend on their athletic department. And granted, it's a small school, $70 million. Virginia spends almost $100 million. And Virginia is spending more money than North Carolina on the athletic department. And that's a giant curveball to me. I would have thought Carolina's athletic department budget would pretty much dwarf.
Is it comparable, though? How much difference is there?
And it's they're almost side by side.
Yeah.
But you got to remember, North Carolina is a much larger school in terms of student body and alumni. You know, they have 30,000 students. Virginia doesn't even have 20,000. Duke, their athletic department spent dedicated $108 million to their athletic department in the last year. Clemson, $110 million, Louisville, $138 million, and Florida State, $167 million. And, you know, no wonder they've been firing coaches down there at Florida State. You know, Florida State spent $42.46 million just on football, which is $22 million more than Virginia. They've doubled up Virginia, and yet just a few years ago, Virginia beat Florida State in Scott Stadium. So, you know, that crazy stuff happens, right? But let's face it, right now, as the world turns, the ACC is locked into this horrible TV contract that Virginia and the other members of the conference are locked into and trapped until what year?
2036.
Let me tell you, it is a boat anchor. Virginia and Carolina and the others, they need to go grab Phillips, and they need to say, go negotiate a new deal. They got to get out of the old one.
The conference won't survive. I mean, the conference won't survive the 2036, Frank. Clemson,
oh, it'll
Florida
be gone.
State,
it,
Miami, they're not staying in this
it
conference.
It will make it 5 or 6 more years. The amount of money coming into the SEC and the Big Ten schools is crushing us. And
it's double.
Yes, and, you know, this with the NIL stuff, I mean, Texas A&M set up 25 LLCs where they put $1 million in each one, and they're going out and they're recruiting for all they're worth. All they're worth. And there's no way there's going to be any 5 or 4-star kids left over. And how are you ever going to build a program if you don't have a few studs on each sides of the ball?
Well, the problem is you're going to develop three-star kids, and the three-star kids are going to turn into five-star kids, and then somebody's going to offer them $500,000 to go in the NIL.
Well, then they're going to leave.
We just logged
Nick Jackson, which is an abomination. Nick Jackson, a terrific middle linebacker, for the last 2 years has led the team in tackling. The fact that Virginia didn't go find some money ASAP, man, you talk about something that gets me fired up.
Well, he said that he thought at Iowa he would have a better shot at the NFL. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what he said.
The young man did not want to go. His dad got recruited essentially by some other dads at other schools who told, you know, Mr. Jackson, hey, your son could make some money. So it's really about getting the money while he could get some money. His stock, Virginia's put plenty of kids in the NFL. There's a whole bunch of kids in the NFL right now who...
Plenty of linebackers in the NFL. Long list of UVA linebackers in the NFL.
His name escapes me, but he's playing for the Rams right now. He's making good money.
Micah Kizer?
Yes. Kizer's with the Rams. He's on their 52-man roster. The quarterback Virginia just had that, you know, the generational quarterback, his name...
Perkins.
Listen. There's a whole bunch of guys.
Well, here's the bottom line. If you can play in the NFL, I don't care if you can play in Randolph-Macon, you're going to make
it. Yes, they'll find
you. NFL doesn't miss. You know, you're going to get your shot. Okay, maybe you're a second-round draft pick if you get all Big Ten at Iowa versus a third-round pick if you're at UVA, you know, all ACC. But, you know, the argument that, hey, you're going to go be a higher draft pick, although it worked out for Olu at Michigan, but there was some other stuff behind the scenes on that one. But
yes.
The bottom line is, listen, the NIL is an abomination. It's a disaster for college football. It's going to continue to run people out of the stands. If I, you know, as a former player who bleeds orange and blue, and I know that we're going to develop three-star players and then their fourth and fifth years, they're just going to go to the highest bidder. Well, I have no emotional attachment to the team.
Less and less
attachment to the program.
Paul, obviously the NCAA has hired Charlie Baker, the former governor of Massachusetts, to try to come in and put some guardrails. If they made Paul Collins king for the day, how would you regulate NIL?
I mean, you almost kind of have to do it like an NFL type thing. You're going to have a salary cap, number one, you know, no more than X dollars into each individual program. And then I think it just goes into an equitable contribution. You can't give the quarterback at Florida $18 million deal, and then the O lineman that's blocking for him gets a cheeseburger and a tank of gas at Wawa. So,
and that happened, by the way, that happened at Tennessee, right? That a linebacker at Tennessee went after Hendon Hooker, the quarterback, because Hooker
before the South Carolina game.
Right, and they laid a giant egg, and it cost their athletic department and their football team a small fortune because of that brawl in the locker room, and you just can't have that
kind of playoffs.
You can't have that kind of disparity.
That's what that was about. I mean, that's, you know, Hooker, you know, listen, that's going to happen more and more. You're going to see that, you know, you get, you know, probably unheard of, you've got two of the Alabama O-linemen starters.
Yep.
I'm not talking kids third string that we would love to have. You got two O-linemen that are starters, you know, and that's the scuttlebutt. Why, you know, why is Nick Saban losing starters? Well, the scuttlebutt, you know, I love the quarterback they've got, but, you know, he's making he made $5 million. He's got $5 million in O-linemen in Alabama. I'm sure he made money, but you're just not going to have these kids. By the way, that gives me less again. So if I'm a player at, you know, said university, and I'm a lineman, or it doesn't matter position, but I'm a contributor, right? I'm contributing. I've started 3 or 4 years, and kids coming in as a true freshman with $1 million NIL deal.
Yeah.
Man, you want to talk about just salty taste in your mouth in the locker room. Well, again, the first time a school offers you money, you're like, why would I stay here? I've been here for 4 years, you know, 17 knee surgeries, blew my back out, and I'm still blocking for everybody. And I got a cheeseburger and a tank of gas. And I got a school over here that says, hey, come to my place and I'll pay you $100,000 for a year.
Yeah, that's one of the problems, too. I don't think NIL was intended to be used as a recruiting tool. It was really to provide some compensation for the guys who have already been there and been productive. But at any rate, Paul, this is going to be an ongoing subject. We'll obviously get back to you in the future and continue the conversation. But for now, thanks for joining us tonight, and we'll talk to you soon.
Have a great evening.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, another segment to go. We'll take a look at some upcoming ACC basketball games and also some of the other news in Virginia sports, meaning lacrosse, baseball, and swimming. So stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Mitchell and Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again.
In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Kelleher, we have been serving the Metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products. In addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs.
With a fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue serving you since 1968.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Charles McDaniel, starting UVA linebacker from 82 to 85, set a record with 130 tackles.
Now McDaniel is the president of Hildrip Moving and Storage, an agent for United Van Lines.
The same discipline McDaniel showed on the field is now seen through his leadership at Hildrip.
Whether you're moving your home, company, or employees, Hildrip is committed to helping you get to your next destination with ease.
Their game plan, to be the best moving services company, period.
Next time you need help moving, call Hildrum at 800-476-6683.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all 4 of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Pride location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Call for Clinical Research Partners. With all of the crazy new infections going on these days like Lyme, COVID, flu, and monkeypox, we need newer and better medicines to stay healthy. Clinical trials are the only way that happens. Clinical Research Partners is now testing new vaccines for flu, COVID, and more. We need you. Come in and be in one of our studies now. Find us at clinicalresearchrva.com.
bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, a little Bruce Springsteen there. Back in those days, he could still play the guitar. Just making fun, just kidding. The boss is the boss. All right, Who's Talking is back, and we have a great friend, contributor, sponsor, all-around good guy, Mr. Paul Collins, joining us. Paul, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. Wahoo on this Monday evening.
Hey.
All right, so I started getting wound up with Jody, and I should have saved that for you. But I got started looking at the numbers, and I just started getting pissed off. So Virginia is not spending enough money on football, and yet they're going to expect Tony Elliott and company to work magic. When if you're only spending $20 million on football, you know, how's that going to get it done? Now that's a little misleading because Virginia is. Has broken ground, is building a brand new football support building that I believe it's either 80, 90,000 square feet. So they didn't chintz the football program with this building that's in the works. And number two, the George Welsh indoor practice facility is pretty darn nice too. And the Carl Smith Center at Scott Stadium with David A. Harrison Field is pretty unbelievable as well. So facilities is not the problem, but Maybe they need to be spending $30 million on football. Is that what you're telling me there, Mr. Paul Collins?
Well, listen, you've heard me say it over the past couple seasons that, you know, football's got a couple foundational things to judge it on, and one of them is coaching, and one of them is players. But, you know, I've said a third tier is the administration and the administration support. And so whether we like it or not in today's world of NIL you have to spend money to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak. And I would just contrast our $20 million budget to Tech's $36 million budget for football. So
31.
You know, Tech 31. So, you know, Tech spends dollar for dollar a lot more money on their football program than we do. So I just, you know, there's a component of success that is financial, and we don't we haven't, for whatever reasons, for a variety of reasons, and it's hard to get an answer on that. We don't spend the dollars that comparable programs in the ACC do. We're at the bottom. I think we're third or fourth from the bottom in total football budget. Tech's, I think, fourth or fifth from the top. So I'm not asking us to spend the money that Florida State or Clemson is, but certainly, you know, if we – everything about Virginia football is beat Tech, right? Beat Tech. You know, Bronco had the clock in the room. Beat Tech. Okay, I agree. Beat Tech. But that also means you've got to be willing to step up financially to compete for kids.
Yep.
You know, listen, it comes down to the almighty dollar. And we are not, somebody smarter than me is going to have to figure it out. But, you know, we have a healthy athletic budget. Now, that's, to contrast that, you know, we do have a healthy athletic budget. We're in the top four or five, I think, in the conference in total athletic budget. But we're in the bottom third, or we're third or fourth from last in the football spend in that budget. So we have a great athletic department, great programs, men's and women's sports, Olympic sports. That is one of the benefits of the University of Virginia is, you just got this awesome array. We're talking football, basketball, swimming, diving, I mean, the tennis, lacrosse. I mean, they're all successful. You got to give money to football. Football's paying a lot of those bills.
Yeah, some of it, Paul,
people might not like hearing that, but that's factual.
You're asking people to step out in faith, though, because some of those programs that are spending more money have had greater success, certainly in recent years. So I guess, maybe that's where the administration comes in and puts the money in with the expectation that the success will follow.
Well, you know, it's fascinating. Let me hold the phone there for 1 second.
Yeah.
You know, Wake Forest is at the bottom of the league in terms of the money they spend on their athletic department. And granted, it's a small school, $70 million. Virginia spends almost $100 million, and Virginia is spending more money than North Carolina on the athletic department, and that's a giant curveball to me. I would have thought Carolina's athletic department budget would pretty much dwarf.
Is it comparable, though? How much difference is there?
And it's they're almost side by side.
Yeah.
But you got to remember, North Carolina is a much larger school in terms of student body and alumni. They have 30,000 students. Virginia doesn't even have 20,000. Duke, their athletic department dedicated $108 million to their athletic department in the last year. Clemson, $110 million, Louisville, $138 million, and Florida State, $167 million. And, you know, no wonder they've been firing coaches down there at Florida State. Florida State spent $42.46 million just on football, which is $22 million more than Virginia. They've doubled up Virginia, and yet just a few years ago, Virginia beat Florida State in Scott Stadium. So, you know, that crazy stuff happens, right? But let's face it, right now, as the world turns, the ACC is locked into this horrible TV contract that Virginia and the other members of the conference are locked into and trapped until what year?
2036.
Let me tell you, it is a boat anchor. Virginia and Carolina and the others, they need to go grab Phillips, and they need to say, go negotiate a new deal. They got to get out of the old one.
The conference won't survive. I mean, the conference won't survive the 2036, Frank. Clemson, yep.
Oh, it'll
Florida
be gone.
State, Miami, they're not staying in this conference.
It will make it 5 or 6 more years. The amount of money coming into the SEC and the Big Ten schools is crushing us. And
it's double.
Yes, and, you know, this with the NIL stuff, I mean, Texas A&M set up 25 LLCs where they put $1 million in each one, and they're going out and they're recruiting for all they're worth. All they're worth. And there's no way there's going to be any 5 or 4-star kids left over. And how are you ever going to build a program if you don't have a few studs on each side of the ball?
The problem is you're going to develop 3-star kids into 3-star kids are going to turn into 5-star kids, and then somebody's going to offer them $500,000 to go in the NIL.
Well, then they're going to leave. They'll go leave.
We just logged
Nick Jackson, which is an abomination. Nick Jackson, a terrific middle linebacker, for the last 2 years has led the team in tackling. The fact that Virginia didn't go find some money ASAP, man, you talk about something that gets me fired up.
Well, he said that he thought at Iowa he would have a better shot at the NFL. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what he said.
The young man did not want to go. His dad got recruited essentially by some other dads at other schools who told, you know, Mr. Jackson, hey, your son could make some money. So it's really about getting the money while he could get some money. His stock, Virginia's put plenty of kids in the NFL. There's a whole bunch of kids in the NFL right now
Of linebackers in the NFL. Long list of UVA linebackers in the NFL.
His name escapes me, but he's playing for the Rams right now. He's making good money.
Kizer?
Yes. Kizer's with the Rams. He's on their 52-man roster. The quarterback Virginia just had that, you know, the generational quarterback, his name?
Perkins.
Listen, there's a whole bunch of guys.
Well, here's the bottom line. If you can play in the NFL, I don't care if you can play in Randolph-Macon, you're going to make
it. Yes, they'll find
you. NFL doesn't miss. You know, you're going to get your shot. Okay, maybe you're a second-round draft pick if you get all Big Ten at Iowa versus a third-round pick if you're at UVA, you know, all ACC. But, you know, the argument that, hey, you're going to go be a higher draft pick, although it worked out for Olu at Michigan, but there was some other stuff behind the scenes on that one. But
yes.
The bottom line is, listen, the NIL is an abomination. It's a disaster for college football. It's going to continue to run people out of the stands. If I, as a former player who bleeds orange and blue, and I know that we're going to develop 3-star players and then their 4th and 5th years, they're just going to go to the highest bidder. Well, I have no emotional attachment to the team.
Let me ask you
less and less – attachment to the program.
Paul, obviously the NCAA has hired Charlie Baker, the former governor of Massachusetts, to try to come in and put some guardrails. If they made Paul Collins king for the day, how would you regulate NIL?
I mean, you almost kind of have to do it like an NFL type thing. You're going to have a salary cap, number one, you know, no more than X dollars into each individual program. And then I think it just goes into an equitable contribution. You can't give the quarterback at Florida $18 million deal. And then the O lineman that's blocking for him gets a cheeseburger and a tank of gas at Wawa. So,
and that happened, by the way, that happened at Tennessee, right? That a linebacker at Tennessee went after Hendon Hooker, the quarterback, because Hooker
South Carolina game, that's
right? And they laid a giant egg, and it cost their athletic department and their football team a small fortune because of that brawl in the locker room, and you just can't have that
kind of the playoffs.
You can't have that kind of disparity. And
well, yeah, no, that's what that was about. I mean, that's Hooker. You know, listen, that's going to happen more and more. You're going to see that. You know, you get. You know, probably unbeheard of, you've got two of the Alabama O-linemen starters.
Yep.
I'm not talking kids third string that we would love to have. You got two O-linemen that are starters. You know, and that's the scuttlebutt. Why, you know, why is Nick Saban losing starters? Well, the scuttlebutt, you know, the kid, who I love the kid. I love the quarterback they've got. But, you know, he's making he made $5 million. He's got $5 million, an O-lineman in Alabama. I'm sure he made money. But you're just not going to have these kids – and by the way, that gives me less again. So if I'm a player at, you know, said university, and I'm a lineman, or it doesn't matter position, but I'm a contributor, right? I'm contributing. I've started 3 or 4 years, and kids coming in as a true freshman with a $1 million NIL deal.
Yeah.
Man, want to talk about just salty taste in your mouth in the locker room. Well, so again, the first time a school offers you money. You're like, why would I stay here? I've been here for 4 years, you know, 17 knee surgeries, blew my back out, and I'm still blocking for everybody. And I got a cheeseburger and a tank of gas. And I got a school over here that says, hey, come to my place and I'll pay you $100,000 for a year.
Yeah, that's one of the problems, too. I don't think NIL was intended to be used as a recruiting tool. It was really to provide some compensation for the guys who have already been there and been productive. But at any rate, Paul, this is going to be an ongoing subject. We'll obviously get back to you in the future and continue the conversation. But for now, thanks for joining us tonight, and we'll talk to you soon.
Have a great evening.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, another segment to go. We'll take a look at some upcoming ACC basketball games and also some of the other news in Virginia sports, meaning lacrosse, baseball, and swimming. So stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of EBA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces. Whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Mitchell and Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org and consider making an online gift. Or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1947.
Hi. This is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
We're back. Who's Talking is back. That's my best Chris Berman imitation.
Hey.
And,
can't beat it.
Yeah, he was just unbelievable sportscaster for the big four-letter. All right, Hobbo is going to talk a little bit about some swimming and some baseball.
Yes, the Virginia women's swim team won their fourth consecutive ACC title over the weekend, and they're off to the national event, hoping to win their third consecutive national title. Just a terrific program on the women's swimming side of the equation. And baseball. Baseball's off to a 3-0 start. They beat UNC Wilmington 7-0, I believe. It was a shutout, a two-hitter, Jack O'Connor, Jake Berry, and our friend Jay Wolfick. He finished up the game.
He's our quarterback. Our quarterback is a middle reliever.
He knows what he's doing. He's a pitcher, and the
Cavs
come home for a 10-game homestand starting tomorrow against Longwood, and the first pitch is scheduled for 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they've got some springtime weather this week, so it's not too bad for baseball. So how about the lacrosse team? They had a big win over the Harvard Crimson, right?
Yeah, you know, this lacrosse team is loaded. They're number one in the nation for a reason. It's not past performance. It's not future speculation. Lars Tiffany, the head coach, knows he has a loaded team. When you have Connor Schellenberger playing attack and Jeff Connor on the field with him and Xander Dixon, the skinniest player in the history of lacrosse, he's the thin man. You got Matt Nunes at goalie. I mean, you got players. I could go on and on. But the bottom line is, they opened the season with a nice, robust victory against Michigan, which had to play a fourth quarter, and they played really well. The follow-up game this past weekend against Harvard of the Ivy League was not competitive. Virginia was ahead 20-8 in the third and fourth periods. Coach Tiffany rotated the subs in there, and the Harvard coach chose to leave his starters in. Final score 25-22, but very misleading. Anybody that follows lacrosse, when The other team is playing the third string. It is customary to put in your subs. So the Harvard coach was embarrassed, and he made his starters stay in the game. All right.
And they play Ohio State this weekend in Naples, Florida. So
I feel sorry for Ohio State. It's going to hurt. It's going
to
hurt.
Hey, back to basketball in our remaining moments. Two huge games, as you mentioned, at Boston College Wednesday night, Conte Center, Conte Forum, I guess. Yes. It is 7 o'clock tip.
Yep.
And then we make the trip down to the Smith Center on Saturday. I think that's a 6 o'clock tip against a North Carolina team that's desperate. So that's both games are going to be challenges. Hopefully Hoos will play better.
BC is playing better. I hope Virginia will play much better than they did Saturday against Notre Dame. My hope is that the team looked at the film and said, hey, we're better than that.
Just going to need to make a few more shots and certainly continue to make free throws, which they did a little better on Saturday.
Get a few more rebounds. Just do the things that they're capable of doing.
They've had some defensive lapses in recent games, too, so they need to get back to playing Virginia defense.
They are number 6 in the country, and they could boost their NET. I think their NET should be in the top 10. And to do that, they've got to play these next 4 games.
And there's a big game tomorrow night down in Blacksburg. Miami plays Virginia Tech. It would help. It's hard to say this, but it would help the Hoos for the Hokies to win.
All right, I'll cheer for the Hokies in this situation. All right, next week's show, how about Mark Ivoroni, James Ireland, and Dr. Boyd Rawls. Go Hoos, go.
Talk to you next Monday. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Hoos Talking on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of EVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank. Serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org and consider making an online gift. Or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1947.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
We're back. Who's Talking is back, 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 back. That's my best Chris Berman imitation.
Hey.
And
can't beat it.
Yeah, he was this unbelievable sportscaster for the big four-letter. All right. Hobbo is going to talk a little bit about some swimming and some baseball.
Yes. The Virginia women's swim team won their fourth consecutive ACC title over the weekend, and they're off to the national event, hoping to win their third consecutive national title. Just a terrific program on the women's swimming side of the equation. And baseball. Baseball's off to a 3-0 start. They beat UNC Wilmington 7-0, I believe. It was a shutout, a two-hitter, Jack O'Connor, Jake Berry, and our friend Jay Wolfick. He finished up the game.
There's our quarterback. Our quarterback is a middle reliever.
And
he knows what he's doing.
He's a pitcher, and the Cavs.
From Richmond.
come home for a 10-game homestand starting tomorrow against Longwood, and the first pitch is scheduled for 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they've got some springtime weather this week, so it's not too bad for baseball. So how about the lacrosse team? They had a big win over the Harvard Crimson, right?
Yeah, you know, this lacrosse team is loaded. They're number one in the nation for a reason. It's not past performance. It's not future speculation. Lars Tiffany, the head coach, knows he has a loaded team. When you have Connor Schellenberger playing attack and Jeff Connor on the field with him and Xander Dixon, the skinniest player in the history of lacrosse, he's the thin man. You got Matt Nunes at goalie. I mean, you got players. I could go on and on. But the bottom line is, they opened the season with a nice, robust victory against Michigan, which they played had to play a fourth quarter, and they played really well. The follow-up game this past weekend against Harvard of the Ivy League was not competitive. Virginia was ahead 20-8, and the third and fourth periods, Coach Tiffany rotated the subs in there, and the Harvard coach chose to leave his starters in. Final score 25-22, but very misleading. Anybody that follows lacrosse, when the other team is playing the third string, it is customary to put in your subs. So the Harvard coach was embarrassed, and he made his starters stay in the game. All right.
And they play Ohio State this weekend in Naples, Florida. So
I feel sorry for Ohio State. It's going to hurt.
Hey, back to basketball in our remaining moments. Two huge games, as you mentioned, at Boston College Wednesday night, Conti Forum, I guess.
Yes.
It is 7 o'clock tip.
Yep.
And then we make the trip down to the Smith Center on Saturday. I think that's a 6 o'clock tip against a North Carolina team that's desperate. So that's both games are going to be challenges. Hopefully the Hoos will play better.
BC is playing better. I hope Virginia will play much better than they did Saturday against Notre Dame. My hope is that the team looked at the film and said, hey, we're better than that.
Just going to need to make a few more shots and certainly continue to make free throws, which they did a little better on Saturday.
Get a few more rebounds. Just do the things that they're capable of doing. They don't defend people.
They've had some defensive lapses in recent games, too, so they need to get back to playing Virginia defense.
They are number 6 in the country, and they could boost their NET. I think their NET should be in the top 10. And to do that, they've got to play these next 4 games.
And there's a big game tomorrow night down in Blacksburg. Miami plays Virginia Tech. It would help. It's hard to say this, but it would help the Hoos for the Hokies to win.
All right, I'll cheer for the Hokies in this situation. All right, next week's show, how about Mark Alvaroni, James Ireland, and Dr. Boyd Rawls. Go Hoos, go.
Talk to you next Monday. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Who's Talking on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.